USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are new concerns about a COVID-19 surge in Philadelphia from the White House response team. Vice President Mike Pence addressed that.
I spoke today to Governor Tom Wolf, and as we begin to see early trend lines in Philadelphia, I assured him that we were going to continue to flow resources and support to that community.
Washington, D.C. and Baltimore were also singled out as potential hotspots. President Trump said he's optimistic that the nation will reopen for business, but he said there's a lot to consider.
I think we will be sooner rather than later, but we'll be sitting down with the professionals, we'll be sitting down with many different people and making a determination, and those meetings will start taking place fairly soon.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 779 points, the NASDAQ up 203, and the S&P up 90. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After carefully calculating the odds, Bernie Sanders says,
"We are now some 300 delegates behind Vice President Biden, and the path toward victory is virtually impossible."
He says he's withdrawing from the Democratic presidential race, saying he doesn't want his campaign to interfere as the nation fights the coronavirus pandemic.
"I cannot, in good conscience, continue to mount a campaign that cannot win and which would interfere with the important work required of all of us in this difficult hour."
With Sanders out of the race, that makes Joe Biden the presumptive Democratic nominee. According to sources, the two men have been working closely for weeks to try to figure out which of the Vermont senator's policies Joe Biden could work with and adopt to unite the party.
"Together, standing united, we will go forward to defeat Donald Trump, the most dangerous president in modern American history."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Does it seem like your computer is starting to drag a little? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some advice.
With everyone being quarantined at home, is your computer slow even though you pay for high-speed internet? If so, there could be a number of reasons. An easy way to check out how fast your internet is to go to a site that will tell you what your upload and download speeds are. Ken Colburn with Data Doctors suggests using a site called TestMy.net. He tells ABC 15 News in Phoenix,
"It's a much more realistic way to test your internet connection."
Colburn also says you have to run multiple tests.
"Well, you need to do it at three different times a day, at least 3 days in a row. So you get at least 9 different tests, and then you average those out."
The Treasury chief has a message for small businesses struggling through the pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the federal government will not run out of money for small business loans across the U.S. He says he's confident Congress will approve more funding on top of the original $350 billion already being distributed.
"We want to assure everybody, if you don't get a loan this week, you'll get a loan next week or the following week. The money will be there."
Mnuchin was speaking there by phone on CNBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.